Welcome to this week's Future Toolbox podcast. We explore the Z to A of life skills, where each letter stands for a topic and essential tool to help you get ahead in life. Meet Jules and Mark, creators of the multi-award-winning Future Toolbox, and enjoy their straightforward approach to creating growth mindsets that help people turn their dreams into realities. Whether you're a teen in education, a parent, a teacher, or part of a community group, start creating positive habits from today.
Hello and welcome to our latest Z to A podcast with myself, Jules, and Mark from the multi-award-winning Future Toolbox.
Hello, everybody.
Now, this is where we pick a letter from the alphabet and a topic and discuss how you can use our tools or techniques to improve your own personal development. So what letter is this episode all about?
Well, the letter we have this time is S for self-expression. Now, self-expression is about how we share ourselves with the world. Quite exciting, isn't it?
Yeah. And something that I'm guessing people don't often think about or understand or know how to self-express themselves.
Yeah, funny enough, when we was preparing this ourselves, I was thinking, yeah, I hadn't really thought about that. It's really, really simple.
You don't stop and think to yourself, how do I share myself with others?
How do I share myself with others?
You don't wake up in the morning and think that, do you?
No. Is there enough of me to go around today? But yeah, joking aside, it's not really about that. It's about how we portray ourselves into the world. Without the danger of being too self-conscious, it's, I guess, a little bit like our brand as well.
Yes, yeah. And we all have our own unique traits and little quirks, but yeah, we all have our own preferences and style for sharing pieces of ourselves with those around us. And something I did read a while back, and I think this is so very true, that people have different levels of sharing comfort with each person in your life. So for example, some people you feel comfortable sharing absolutely everything about yourself, and there's other people that you hold back a little bit. It's almost like a security clearance. Some of your friends have level 5 security clearance. They get to know lock, stock and barrel about you. They know that everything. And others, you might only give them level 1 clearance.
You've only got level 1 clearance, so I need to build up a bit of trust before you get to level 2 and you get a new badge and a new pass. But that's actually a really, really good analogy. I really like that.
Yeah, I liked it.
Because, yeah, I guess there is deep friendships, bonds and relationships within families where you feel like you've got that person you can converse everything with. You can tell them your secrets, you can tell them your feelings, you can tell them your thoughts, what's going through your mind, your opinions, anything like that, really.
Opinions, because opinions are one of those things that some people don't like people to be too opinionated, and then other people like to have conversations with people that have very strong opinions because that's what they have as well. So
I suppose a good way of explaining that is with ourselves in the Future Toolbox. We have our fellow director Sally, who's absolutely amazing. And if we wanted to seek an opinion on something, she's probably one of the first people we'd go to.
Yeah.
What I wouldn't do is, I don't know, go on social media and put up a status on my post saying, what do you guys think we should spend some money on or spend our marketing budget on or something like that? So that's probably just taking the emotion away from your innermost feelings.
Yeah.
But it could go down to the real simplicity thing of, what shall I wear for a party? Or if I'm going for a job interview or something like that, what should I say in this job interview? There would be people that you can have go-to conversations with.
Yeah, how we share and express ourselves to others forms the basis of our personality. And that is how it's understood by everyone but us. And it kind of like sets the tone for our entire lives. So being able to express yourself is a real key aspect of life and something that you do need to pay attention to, especially if you want to feel more understood and more in tune with the people that you care about. So I guess the key thing to do really is to spend some time with yourself and get to know yourself really, really well.
You need to give yourself level 5 clearance first, don't you?
Yeah.
But that's, again, we've talked a lot about journaling and so on in the past, and writing down our innermost thoughts at the start or the beginning of a day. That is a really good way, again, of checking in yourself, your self-expression. How did I feel today? What went really, really well? What didn't go so well? How did I feel? some days are going to be good, some days are not going to be so good as others, some days are going to be more challenging than others as well. So checking in with yourself, journaling, having that moment just to think, wow, where's tomorrow going to go? But let's reflect back on today.
So yes, self-expression is important, and we're going to have a look at a few examples how to express who you are. Now, it is limitless the ways that you can do it, but we're just going to touch on a few. If we look at the first one, which is quite an obvious one personally that I think, is art.
Well, yeah, art was actually a really primitive form of expression because before we could speak and write and read, cavemen used to draw pictures on cave walls to express themselves.
Yeah.
So now we use it more as a expression of joy, an expression of pain, an expression of whatever it may be. And it can generally be seen as a hobby. Obviously, there's some very, very successful artists out there who'll go, it's not my hobby, it's actually my lifestyle, my well-being and my business and so on.
Yeah, and art can come in so many different forms, because when you first think of art, you think of painting, and that's fantastic. I love painting, but even if you look at painting, there's different styles of painting. There's watercolours, there's acrylic, there's painting, like you say, on walls or Sistine Chapels. But
Sistine Chapel. There's quite a lot of them around the world to paint on, isn't it? But I know what you mean.
Yeah, you can sketch, you can sculpt. Art comes in so many forms.
Yeah, and it was something that we did massively back in the days of lockdown, where you discovered an art class online as part of your charity, Breast Friends Northamptonshire, and we got painting and we got really, really creative, and it was really, really good fun. Then that got my love of art, where I started sketching again, and drawing historic buildings of Northamptonshire, where, you know, I was born and bred and grew up and everything.
Yeah.
And it was just really, really fantastic to be able to create something and see it come together and then have a finished article, and then also share that joy with other people as well.
Yeah, and I've recently found the art of paint pouring and creating wonderful images and paintings by using that art form, and absolutely loving it, and the fact that it's so unique.
Yeah, you created one. You created your first one on canvas, and it was this really, really weird and wacky sort of sculpture on canvas. And then when we stood back and looked at it, we could actually see a figure, and it looked like somebody was singing on stage and there was a crowd around them. Now, both of us saw that at the same time, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
And you didn't say, right, I'm going to paint a picture of a guy on stage singing to a crowd. But that's just what we saw.
Yeah.
We might point that out to somebody else and go,
you two are completely
crazy. What are you talking about? I can't see that at all. That looks like something else. And that's a real powerful thing, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. That's one of the greatest things about art, is that the person that does it is self-expressing where they are in that moment and that painting or that creation that they've done. But everybody may view it completely different.
So the next one I'm going to move on to is fashion. Now, you know me, I'm a fashion style guru.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely not at all. I've never been one of these people who's had to have the latest trends or the latest designer labels or anything. But that doesn't matter, because my fashion sense is still my identity and it's still my self-expression. So I generally tend to dress quite casually. I wear sportswear. I wear thing with music expression on it. So T-shirts with band names on them of my favourite bands and so on. And that generally tends to be my fashion sense. I don't do it because other people do it. I do it because that's how I feel comfortable. I'll just wear shorts and T-shirts. That'll do me fine.
And you've got better at putting the colours together, because at one point you used to say, I'm ready to go out now. And I used to say, well, I don't think that that quite goes with that. And you used to say, well, I thought it did.
I am getting a bit better at that. But then our 8-year-old granddaughter, she just puts on the weird and wackiest clothes all the time. And you go, if you want to wear that, you can look cool.
Do you know, she does, and she looks absolutely amazing. But yeah, the clothes that you wear can help express your inner self. You can use your fashion sense, if you wish, to announce who you are, what you like. And you were just saying about T-shirts with band names on it. When people see you with, like, Def Leppard T-shirt on, for example, or an AC/DC or an Iron Maiden one, it's quite obvious the style of music that's close to you.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. And that actually brings us nicely on to the third example, which is music. And music, again, is something which really, really can help you express your emotions. Mm. It can also help to take you onto a real high moment. There's nothing I love more than when I want some energy in my life, is to put on my favourite song and just go, yeah, I love listening to this. Don't make me pick my favourite song because I have about 100,000 of them. But sometimes you'll put that music on, which is actually the song that is going to define you in that particular moment. Mm. Or you'll hear a song and it will take you back so far in time. It may take you back to last year or last decade even, depending on how old you are, a few decades or whatever. But it's not always just about listening to music. It could also be playing an instrument. It could be singing. It could be that chance to express yourself or even just writing some lyrics down.
But yeah, listening to your favourite bands and artists can lift your spirits. Or the other thing that I love doing is if I want to go for a run, or like you said a minute ago, to build that energy and enthusiasm up, get something up that's really racy and rocky and I'm ready to go.
nothing better. So what else do we have? Well, I guess we're thinking about music, performing on stage. That could take us nicely into the next idea, which is about theatre and expression through play and acting.
Yeah, yes.
So we've met loads and loads of drama students over the years in schools and in further and higher education, and also attended lots of theatrical performances ourselves at our local theatre, which, again, is fascinating, isn't it, to see somebody be a completely different person when they're on stage.
Yeah, doing that can help you express yourself by taking on that role of another person, because you might take that role of someone that you really admire or you want to learn from. So by acting out that person, you can learn from that experience and their knowledge. That's an amazing
way. Getting into character, that's really cool. And we've talked about music and theatre. To an extent, there's two things that we've done ourselves, because we've obviously started performing a few songs on stage. Mm-hmm. But as public speakers, we've also had to get into certain characters. We are our own characters when we're on stage delivering a seminar, an online webinar or whatever. But we've also had to look at the ways of performance and entertainment as well within what we're delivering, especially when we've been working with teenagers over the years. It has to engage the audience. Mm-hmm. And the bottom line is, if you bore the audience, they're not going to listen to you. They're going to switch off and they're going to forget what your message is.
Yeah.
So public speaking, theatre, music, some things that are very, very close to our heart.
Something else that's close to our heart, and is it? Brilliant way of self-expression is writing, putting pen to paper or typing the words on your screen. You know, that can help you achieve a great deal of personal growth. Writing down how you're feeling or journaling down something that's happened, something you've experienced and what that's given you, whether that be positive or negative, but you can see what you've learned from that. So writing is a huge way of expressing yourself.
Yeah, and it's worked in a lot of ways for us, because writing a number of books ourselves, we've written a fun personal development book, which is very, very close to our hearts. And it's tools that we've learned, which we turned into the book Don't Get Your Neck Tattooed with our lovely character Milo. So that became almost a fictional non-fiction book.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. That is a complete contradiction, isn't it? But that was really great fun putting that together, because we were thinking, right, that meant something to us. That character represents us. And then you put the two together and that was our journey.
Yeah.
But then more realistic, we had What the Hell Just Happened, which was the story of overcoming adversity and a brain injury. Likewise with Half Man, Half Marathon, my running journey, also putting in the positive benefits of mental health.
Yeah.
And that writing your own personal story and also sharing what both of us went through at the time, as say, going back to What the Hell Just Happened, it taught me that word that I'd never heard before, which was cathartic.
Yes.
And I always thought that was lethargic. I got those two mixed up. Somebody said, writing must be very cathartic. And I thought, no, it doesn't make me tired. Then I realised that cathartic and lethargic means tired and cathartic means a release, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
So that was a real massive expression.
Yeah, but it's not just writing stories. I mean, you can do all sorts of different things, like blogs, for example. But another thing is poetry. Now, that's not something that I've delved into, but you've written some lovely pieces of poetry.
Yeah, it's really weird because poetry, reading it, has never been my thing. I would never picked up a book that is loaded with poems. But then until very recently, I just sort of penned a few articles together and thought, actually, they sort of make sense and I quite like that. And I'd like to turn them into a song if I can. But the problem is I've got to now learn a tune to put into the song, and there's a lot of stuff going on there. But it was very, very good doing it. So watch this space, because
you never know.
The problem is now an opportunity. Absolutely. We've talked about that in previous podcasts.
So, yeah, learning to express yourself can and will make your life richer and more fulfilling. Look at how to express yourself. And one of the first things is about developing your own self-confidence. Also, when learning how to express yourself, a good tip is to say what you mean. But be careful with that one. I don't mean that you can go out and just be as rude as you want to.
Don't go around offending people.
But authentic self-expression requires honesty. So no matter how you choose to express yourself, do strive to be yourself rather than somebody else. That's what I'm trying to say. Because sometimes you'll learn even more about who you are through that process.
Yeah, that's a great tip. Another one I mentioned briefly earlier was about spending time alone with your own thoughts. So I mentioned journaling, but it could be moments of reflection or meditation where you're just thinking about what you've achieved and also looking into the future, what you want to achieve, and thinking about your goals as well. And that could be, we've talked loads about mindfulness walks or mindfulness moments, and just taking that time to, as I say, bringing in your last one, being honest with yourself. What is it I really want to achieve? What is it I can realistically achieve? And what is it that I've actually done to make steps towards that? And if it's none, if I've made no steps towards it, that's great. I'm being honest with myself because now I need to do this in order to move forward.
So I guess self-expression is like building your own brand, isn't it? It's putting yourself out there, understanding what you are and what you have to give to the world and how you want the world to see you. Don't forget to put your security clearance on if you need to.
I like that, security clearance. Yeah, so by building your brand is about getting in touch with your authentic self, and that will enhance your self-expression skills. Now, as authors, we have expressed ourselves in many books, which you can find on our website in our shop at futuretoolbox.co.uk. And they're also available on Amazon, of course, where else being authors. Mm-hmm. You can find loads and loads of tips on our social media. We are on Facebook, Instagram and TikTok.
TikTok.
We have a great YouTube channel that you can subscribe to. And we're also on LinkedIn because we are
everywhere.
Yes, our brand is worldwide. So get in touch with your inner self and give yourself level 5 clearance. We look forward to catching you in our next episode.
Bye for now.
Thank you for joining us for the Z2A of Life Skills with Jules and Mark of the Future Toolbox. Don't forget to head over to their website, which is futuretoolbox.co.uk, where you can find lots of free resources, plus a host of books in the store, as well as subscribing to the membership site. Follow Future Toolbox Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook at Future Toolbox, and subscribe to their YouTube channel too.